you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What the hell do you think you were listening to?
Streaming live 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Grab the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher,
and now Spotify.
Wilt Chamberlain's house, old house, obviously, is going up for sale.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, this is, we had that cool-looking 70s bed.
Yeah, but they don't have that.
It was ahead of its time. Of course not. Yeah, because you don't want...
But that's only reason.
But you don't want Wilt Chamberlain's mattress. You don't want that.
Don't you?
No, that is solid full of gunk.
Wow. That's... Well, broken down and stained.
It should be. Not unlike myself.
But yes. But really big, though. Man, that's a big... I mean, he had a double-sized circular bed.
But it should be in a museum.
The custom room with mirrored ceilings, purple velvet wedge sofas. And a massive circular water bed.
Yeah. Always a water bed, too. Great.
Oh, my God.
Nobody has the mirrored ceilings
anymore.
You have
to have a section of water bed sometimes.
There's a recent remodeling project that got rid of that stuff.
So it was there till recently?
Apparently.
Who owned it since he's been gone for 20 years, right?
Yes, he has. Other people.
Wouldn't Wilt Chamberlain's waterbed count as like the eighth sea of the world?
That just sounds like a...
That's got to be huge.
Is that a sex act? Wilt Chamberlain, I don't know what that sounds like. Or a band name, Wilt Chamberlain.
Waterbed.
That's what it sounds like.
Jam band.
Yeah.
Or a funk band.
Yeah.
That might be a funk band.
Oh, that'd be a funk band.
Right. Yeah.
So it was built specifically for him.
Yeah, it was. That's why I brought it up. I remember you saying that. I remember that story.
Custom made, you're right.
Showed him laying against...
40-foot ceilings.
Really?
In that bedroom.
In the house.
Well, if you have a 16-foot ceiling and you're a regular size guy, because our living room is one that has really big ceilings, and you get used to those, and I'm obviously just a regular size guy, and he's really tall.
Yeah, but there's basketball gyms that don't have 40-foot ceilings.
I think that'd be freaky, though, if you weren't 7'4".
But you can't have the mirror on the 40-foot ceiling.
No, that doesn't seem right.
If that falls down,
that slices your head off.
Yeah. Well, it slices your head off no matter.
Yeah, you're right.
If it's from 10 feet.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but it's easier to see. I mean, isn't that the idea of having the mirror overhead so you can see?
I guarantee.
Hot ass is on top of you.
I guess the dining area and breakfast nook are under 40-foot ceilings.
Okay, got it.
That makes sense.
That's, like you said, was 40 foot.
Our high school gym
that's
did not
floors.
Have 40 feet
yeah,
ceilings.
Yeah, that's four floors. That's the fourth floor of a building.
Yeah.
That's where it stops.
No way.
Yeah, that's a field house.
No way.
Was there a hoop in that? Had to be a hoop there, too, then. So we could...
That's the one thing Wilt's house didn't have.
No
basketball hoop.
No basketball hoop. How much is the house?
$15 million.
All right. I might be on that show. My wife watches that show, L.A. Listings, about real estate agents. But the houses are pretty cool, and the rest of it's crap. But
he died... In 1999.
Well, I said 20 years. I was close. I said 20.
July of 2018, they were asking $19 million for it. So it's come down. It's a bargain.
That bed should have been the Smithsonian or something like that. Wilt Chamberlain's bed. Why is that in here, Daddy?
Because the man's a legend, son.
20,000 women. At least 10,000 were there. The rest were on the road, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, people have run those numbers.
Well, it's not possible. It's like three chicks a day for like, 35 straight years, something like that. It's some ridiculous thing.
Don't say that like it's a bad thing.
No, I'm not.
Right.
I'm not. And if he's counting three just laying around with them naked, I'm sure there's a lot of orgies. You know, you get one, you get one, you get one. Speaking of camels and their humps.
Yeah, the math doesn't really work out one at a time.
No, it doesn't. But still.
I've seen it broken down before.
He had a bunch. He had a bunch, pre-AIDS, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they were just rocking in the 70s.
It was, one a day would be almost 55 years.
Right, right.
Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Online fashion retail site, that of course, we have no idea what this would be. Shein, Shine, I don't know. S-H-E-I-N. I don't know how to pronounce it.
E-I?
Yeah.
Shine.
Okay. Gotcha. They're apologizing for creating confusion over their attempt to sell a Buddhist necklace that featured a swastika.
Oh, you should.
Oh, because
that
was an original Buddhist symbol.
Yeah.
I think it was. That's been lost in the history, though.
Right, it kind of got co-opted.
And it's pretty.
They say they were not selling a Nazi swastika pendant, but rather a Buddhist swastika necklace.
Then look at it.
No. There's more than that. They say the Nazi swastika has a different design. It's pointed clockwise and tilted at an angle.
Oh, that's like Vanilla Ice. No, it's boom, 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 boom.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't steal the song. It's boom, 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 boom.
And the fact that you have to boom, boom in there.
The fact that you have to explain that to most people means
everybody,
you shouldn't have done it.
Right.
Most people who look at that think one thing.
So they
Trump
said,
supporter. Oh no, Nazi. No, Nazi. No, I'm sorry.
So they said
Nazi.
I guess we understand these two symbols can be confused, and one of them's highly offensive, so we've removed the other from our site.
Jeez. We never understand these stories.
They say that they are sensitive to the people that are offended.
We've been in meetings where we spend a longer amount of time figuring out what to name our golf tournament than these guys figure it. Will this be offensive? Everybody look at this. Yeah, let's put this on the website, draw a campaign around it. Hey, it's already out there. Oh, we didn't see that.
Everybody cool with swastikas? Yeah. Okay, go for it.
Yeah.
Sure. What could go wrong?
It looks kind of different. It looks weird, but maybe, well, yeah, I like it. These are highly paid individuals and marketers, you know?
No, they're probably not.
Well, somebody's got to be. You know, somebody has to do it. There's a highly paid person in every company.
It's not one person making the decision
to do that.
It goes through 8 layers.
Right.
You know how things work.
Yeah.
Nothing gets done with one dumb person.
Right.
There were a lot of dumb people that signed off on that.
Well, maybe this did.
I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe that's the problem in these
it happens
cases.
All the time, though, man.
If someone gets to make a unilateral decision.
Yeah, but somebody had to draw it up and look at it and go, oh, hey,
yeah,
look.
Yeah, you'd think someone around him would call him on it, but apparently not. But it fixes itself after a public outcry.
Exactly. Yes, it does.
It seems there was a conspiracy theory while we were gone.
Oh, I'm sure there was more than one.
But this involves sex trafficking and expensive cabinets.
Well, that doesn't make much sense.
Listed on the Wayfair website.
Okay. Boy, Wayfair loved that.
Oh, I think I heard about this.
I didn't delve into it. But
chicks shop on the way when they see a Wayfair commercial.
I saw a sentence about it. Didn't bother to investigate.
If it's a Wayfair commercial, you can hear.
Because I spent most of the week eliminating conspiracy theory guy from my Facebook news feed.
Oh, me too. No, I was done. With Facebook after I posted about that. I was just done with it. And I'm probably done with it.
People were kind.
No, that's not what I meant.
They were.
I know they were. I know they were real kind. I heard, but I just can't. I'm talking about.
No, I understand.
Mad the rest of the day about other idiots. Not about that situation.
I
put that up there, and then I went away, and I stayed on Twitter. But we'll have an
awakening. Okay, social media users speculated that the cabinets in question on the Wayfair website were actually missing children. Who could be purchased through Wayfair's website.
And they based this on
on
what?
A Reddit user.
How they voted.
A Reddit user flagged the cabinets as suspicious. Excuse me. and posted screenshots of their sale prices of between, $12,700 and $14,500. You know, very expensive cabinet.
Right. So well, obviously.
That's a cheap kid.
Right.
And so the Reddit user said, is it possible?
That includes a kid.
Wayfair involved in human trafficking with their utility collection, or are these just extremely overpriced cabinets?
I would go with the latter.
Was that the price for one cabinet or for a whole kitchen's worth?
Whatever.
A whole kitchen's worth, that's a reasonable price.
Oh, easily.
So then some social media users got a hold of this.
Oh, wait, it wasn't necessarily kids?
No.
Sex workers or? You said human trafficking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wonder why the cabinets are so expensive.
Well, let me get to this next sentence.
Okay.
Let me do this next sentence. Some social media users got together and said that the names of these cabinets appeared to match the names of missing children.
Oh, man.
What?
Going way far down the rabbit hole.
Billy, yeah, Billy Woodgrain? What?
Oh, Naraya, Yuritsa, Samaya.
Oh, yeah. I know all those cabinets.
Alivia.
Yeah.
After the post picked up steam on social media, as it would, of course, because
it is.
It's only obvious that's what it is.
Yeah.
The cabinet listing suddenly disappeared from Wayfair's website. That's another clue.
Oh,
it was children.
Yeah, because
they took it down.
They
that's
caught us.
Right. Right.
Take it down.
That's right. That's another clue.
Somebody was ordering those. They discontinued them. And they went, son of a bitch. I'm fixing my kitchen.
Where's the children?
Thought we were going to have a nice $12,000 cabinet, but no.
And a kid. And we can keep it
So then Wayfair has to come out and say, no, they're freaking expensive cabinets.
Yeah. You dumbasses. They should be able to say dumbasses.
And you know that guy on Reddit that started the whole thing was in somebody's basement and up for 4 days in a row, jacked up.
Or he may have just been having fun.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, is this kids or are they just expensive cabinets?
It's still a weird.
But people are.
It's a big leap.
Yeah, especially people who are involved.
People believe Pizzagate idiots.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And this was along those lines, it seems.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. You don't really need an explanation for why cabinets are expensive.
No, that push is right. The cabinets are expensive.
Okay, but that's all it takes for people to jump on and say, it must be children. That's all it takes. Is it children or is it expensive cabinets? Well, it's got to be children.
That's the only explanation to them.
But you should also be able to see the kid you're buying, though.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be hidden behind a cabinet.
Yeah,
name.
But then everybody knows.
Everybody knows. They tell somebody else.
No, I can't wrap my brain around conspiracy theories, guy's brain.
That's
because
you're not
that's what they
dumb.
Want. They want answers they can understand, and apparently this is an understandable answer to them. Yeah. Why is that cabinet so expensive? Well, it comes with Felicia. Oh, of course. I'm ashamed I didn't think of that.
Yeah, believe me, I got a friend. I got a friend and a cousin if I believe that crap. Well, an ex-friend, ex-cousin.
Still cousin?
You're right, though.
Still a cousin.
You can't disown him.
I do. I don't hang.
But that mindset of that's the only explanation, those cabinets are too expensive, it must be human trafficking.
Right.
Like, how do you just make that immediate connection?
I don't know.
What is broken in your brain?
Everything. But
of people are down the... Everyone on the other side, whichever the other side
get Rob Schneider on.
Is
see
a bad that. Person.
Let's get Rob Schneider in that.
Right. Everybody's out to get you.
Right. And if you don't agree with them, they are bad people. And that's just not true either.
Well, how do you know that Wayfair.com doesn't agree with you?
I know.
It's just crap for your house.
Right.
There's nothing political about that.
Yeah, you'd like to think.
You're right.
Darius Rucker and his wife, Beth.
Yeah, she wasn't as hot as I thought she'd be.
I have decided to...
One shot. I saw one shot of her. They've been married forever, though, so she's not exactly a young woman.
They've decided to consciously uncouple.
Did they say that?
Yeah.
I thought they were... I saw separated, but they actually came out and said...
consciously uncouple.
Oh, my God.
Country music guys don't consciously uncouple. Or is he not a country music guy anymore?
No, he's a country music guy.
He sucks now.
I have to think that's what drove a wedge between them.
Yeah, when Hootie.
I can handle Hootie, but this country crap is too far, man.
Blowfish had some good pop
songs. We're done.
Had some great pop songs.
Yeah, those first two records.
Yeah,
I really like those
two.
Yeah,
me too, but this country crap, forget that.
They say that they remain close friends and parenting partners, and they will be each other's biggest cheerleaders.
How many kids they got?
Yeah. It says somewhere in here. Who knows?
He should have called one of his kids Hootie. He really should have. Yeah.
Two children, Hootie, a 19 Hootie and a 15-year-old.
Hootie, oh, they're actually
and
said
he has an older 25-year-old as well, is how that is.
Consciously uncoupled.
Yeah. Yeah, they say that they have so much love in their hearts for each other.
Of course they do.
And they're going to continue to encourage growth and expansion in one another.
But they're
going to
share their genitals with other people.
It's unclear.
That's what that means.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Now they're going
our hearts
to tell
the
each
same,
other that they are sharing their genitals with other people.
I'm guessing Rucker in his day, even to this day.
To this day.
Has plenty of women pounding on his door.
Yeah, they've
been married, what, 30 years?
It was a long time.
There's no way in hell he didn't screw around during the Hootie days.
Yeah,
they met
Hootie
in 98.
Oh, she might have been a groupie.
Oh, she might have been. You're right, because they were 96.
She was working
94,
for
95,
VH1.
96. Yeah, so he had his sex time then. Yeah,
she was working for VH1 at the time when he was touring with Hootie.
All right.
Okay.
They got married in 2000.
Must have had the kid right away then.
Because so you're right. He had his heyday.
19.
He got the tag.
Oh, he got his blowfish groupies.
Oh, he definitely did. Oh, the college girls that age group?
Oh, yeah.
In the 90s? Come on. Everybody loved the blowfish.
Oh, and the little MILFs?
Right. Oh, the total of MILFs.
By the way, Craig, you can get to that story later, but I sent you a Rolling Stone story about the porn industry, and apparently they're having trouble hiring MILFs. There was no explanation in that story why they're having trouble hiring MILFs.
Well, they're MILFs.
We have that story.
I read a little bit of that
story,
MILFs too.
Aren't MILFs, well, we'll get into it later.
Do you understand?
Not really.
Aren't they like 28?
Yeah.
28 to like 35 are MILFs basically on those
shows? Yeah, the first thing in my head was, well, they're of a higher risk category now, but no, because MILFs
30.
Aren't that old
MILFs
in
are,
porn.
Yeah, 30, 32.
Yeah, they're in their 30s usually, MILFs, right?
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we will. Out of Aurora, Colorado, KDVR reporting that a woman says dozens of snakes invaded her apartment.
Tired of these MFing snakes.
Charlotte Moore says snakes have been getting into her house since the balconies were moved at the complex. She said they noticed the smell was really bad, and that's when they started seeing snakes. At least 25 snakes have appeared in her apartment along baseboards and under furniture. She is staying up for most of the night because she's scared of them. She has a dislike and a fear of snakes.
Well, yeah, who
burn it down?
Yeah,
burn it down.
Yeah, you're right.
She says to me, "Snake is Satan, and I don't deal with him."
Oh, then she's an idiot.
Well, still burn it down.
I still burn it down.
I think Swiss is with her.
Burn
it
down.
Yeah, I'm with her burning it down, but it's they're not. It's not Satan. It's
just, no, I just don't like snakes.
And she doesn't deal with Satan, so she doesn't deal with snakes either.
Okay.
And she's afraid of them.
Well, I think it depends on the snake.
So now she has been released from her lease.
Bunch of harmless snakes. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, but
they looked harmless.
Randomly showing up inside your place of dwelling. Yeah.
And if you have a fear of snakes, it really doesn't matter if they're harmless or not.
No, it doesn't.
No, you're right.
And most people can't tell just by looking at a snake if it's venomous or not.
Right. A lot of people can, but certainly not me, and I think most people can. Yeah.
And if you're just sitting there on the couch watching TV and one crawls out of the couch onto your leg, you're still going to be scared S-less.
Right.
And you're burning it down. There was a snake on the couch. I burnt the house down.
Snake's dead.
Sorry, honey.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.